The North was plunged into mourning, and a groundswell of hatred, renewed hatred, grew up against the South. Jefferson Davis was to blame, said many people in the North. He obviously planned this. The Confederates are trying in this last desperate act to get even with the United States. Well, it hadn't been the act of Jefferson Davis or the Confederates. It had been the act of John Wilkes Booth and his cohorts, but many in the North, of course, didn't believe that. Many white Southerners rejoiced at news of Lincoln's death. I'll quote from the diary of a young Louisiana woman who wrote in April 1865, "We hear that Lincoln is dead. There can be no doubt, I suppose, that he's been killed by J.W. Booth. Sic semper tyrannis," as his brave destroyer shouted as he sprang on his horse, "all honor to J. Wilkes Booth, who has rid the world of a tyrant and made himself famous for generations." A considerable part of the white South clearly reacted to news of Lincoln's death this way. Others were saddened, or at least upset. Upset might be a better word to use, because they thought that Lincoln might pursue a more lenient course toward them in peace than the radical Republicans, for example. If they had to choose, they didn't want to go back into the United States, but if they had to choose between Thaddeus Stevens dictating terms and Abraham Lincoln dictating terms, they would choose Lincoln. So a division of sentiment in the cold Confederacy about the Lincoln assassination. A massive manhunt was put in motion to find the assassin. On April 26th, the cavalry patrol tracked Booth to a farm in Virginia, not far from the Rappahannock River. Booth took shelter in a barn. They called on him to surrender. He refused to surrender. The Union soldiers set fire to the barn, and one of them, peering through cracks in the siding, saw Booth, fired at him, and mortally wounded him. Booth was dragged out of the barn, laid out on the porch of the house, and after an agonizing period, he died there in Virginia. Eight others were subsequently put on trial, four of whom were hanged, including Mrs. Mary Surratt, who had kept the boarding house where Booth and his accomplices met. Four others were sentenced to life at hard labor. Mrs. Surratt's sentence was probably unfair. She probably did not know what was going on in her house. She knew that these people were Southern sympathizers. She was a Southern sympathizer. But she probably didn't know that they were plotting the death of the United States president. It's also possible that Dr. Samuel Mudd, who set Booth's broken leg after Booth fled from Washington, may not have deserved the harsh sentence that he received. That's a little less clear from the evidence. But the intense feelings generated across the North by the assassination certainly contributed to these very harsh sentences. I'm going to offer just a few other words about the assassination, because Americans have shown again and again a morbid fascination with plots linked to assassinations of public figures. Many simply refuse to accept any sort of official explanation. There must be more to it than the obvious explanation. It must be more complicated. There must be dark forces at work that led to these assassinations. The Kennedy assassination buffs certainly fall into this camp, as do Lincoln assassination buffs. They are quite amazing groups who always assume something is hidden from them in their search for explanations. I think that Oliver Stone's movie JFK is a logical, if weird, expression of the approach to Kennedy's death. Well, there is a literature relating to Lincoln's death that is equally weird, in my opinion. I don't know what happened in Dallas on November 22, 1963, but I do know what happened at Ford's Theater on the night of April 14, 1865. John Wilkes Booth shot Abraham Lincoln. It was John Wilkes Booth's idea to do it. Booth put together the group of people who helped him carry this out, and Booth paid for it with his life. But over the years, many people have promoted a theory that there was a vast conspiracy to bring Lincoln down, and they've included a number of very prominent Northern leaders in this conspiracy. Edwin M. Stanton orchestrated it because he was afraid that Lincoln was going to be too easy on the Confederacy. So let's kill Lincoln and get him out of the way so that those who want a harsher peace will have their way. Others have argued that Lafayette Baker, who was the head of a sort of detective bureau in the United States government, was in the midst of this plot to kill Lincoln. A key figure in putting forward many of these theories was a man named Otto Eisenschimmel, who wrote books in the 1930s and 1940s that spun this great web of conspiracy with Lincoln in the center as the target.